This is Twit.
Oh boy, oh dear, oh my. Amazon has announced a new trackable called the Halo. I suppose that makes it innocent if we call it the the Halo. This is a device you wear on your wrist that tracks all sorts of activity information, sleep, the body. So you can actually go in and scan your body, and then after you scan your body, and then wear this device, it sends a low-level electrical impulse throughout your body to determine the body fat to body water to body bone contents throughout your entire body. And then it uses that information to tell you what your current body fat percentage is. And then you can go in and adjust your body fat percentage up or down to see how changes to that body fat would shape your body.
Yeah.
But it also constantly listens to you and lets you know how you may come across to other people. So right now, as it's listening to me, it might give me a notification letting me know that I sound a little sarcastic and scornful. And that's how I appear toward people. What is going on? Amazon, which is already kind of criticized for being, if not criticized, then sort of a side-eye looked at. I don't know how else to put it. Sort of, there's concern that the company gets a lot of information about an individual, is now making a product that is constantly listening to you and is tracking all sorts of stuff about your body. And when a company is an online marketplace for products, as well as the backbone for the internet, as well as a voice assistant that has voice devices in so many homes, when it adds yet another way to track you and understand everything about you, I feel it's fair to pause and ponder and wonder kind of what Amazon is getting out of all of this. That seems fair, right?
Yeah,
I gotta say this video is gorgeous, and I'm really annoyed about it because I'm really into this video. We're showing the video that's sort of the Halo product marketing video, announcing what it is and how it works, and it's very pretty and well done, and makes me want this. Reduce liquids to reduce wake ups. Limit wake ups with a pet free bedroom. Get out of here.
Good tip. I never would have thought of that.
I'll have none of it. I'll hear
without Amazon listening to me 24/7. I mean, like, even the part about it. Of course, every article is like, now Amazon can criticize your tone. Like, my first thought too was maybe some situations it's justifiably using a tone because maybe the entire world is terrible right now, and also companies are doing creepy, weird stuff. I do think
Matthew Casanelli, you are currently being sarcastic. Please cease sarcasm.
Chill out. It's like, you need to relax.
You need to relax. Please turn off your device, or I will turn it off for you. No! Don't do this.
This is one of those products that I wish was made by literally anyone else. Like, pretty much every single thing that Facebook releases nowadays. But
yeah,
like, they have a whole creative team. I don't know if people don't even know, because Facebook probably doesn't publicize it, or people just don't care. But they've released like 30 apps since the pandemic started that are just like copying every idea out there. But sorry, total distraction. But Amazon is like, this seems like a successor to the what's it, the Hello? What was the one the Echo Look, that they had that camera that would sit in your house, but that was more designed on style, and it would look at you. And I almost just imagine that they got a bunch of feedback that people would rather have this for health purposes rather than just style, because style doesn't necessarily, like, health is incredibly important. Of course, don't think that the Halo, which tells you about your body fat and all of this health data, is at all related to health, because Amazon doesn't think it is and doesn't have any type of FDA approval or hasn't gone through any part of that process, because they're claiming this isn't about health. You know, it's just about scanning your body and everything you do and your tone. Like, what? That's wild that they're just like, by the way, this, we don't think this is, like, we're saying it's not about health, even though you're clearly going to use it to, like, choose how you live your lifestyle. So,
yeah, including the part where they literally show a cupcake in that person's body and then they make a decision based on the cupcake in the person's stomach. That is that's so just clearly
get away and with
that's so annoying.
I was glad, like, I saw this story and I was just like, I'm so glad I do this podcast with Micah, because I could just tell. I was like, what is it? It feels so, not that there's any particular, like, mood against this type of thing right now, but it feels so tone deaf from Amazon. It's like, by the way, we're going to track everything you do right now. And it's just, it seems wild. And like I said, the technology sounds cool, like what you were saying of being able to do this. But again, if it has to sign into Amazon.com, that is like a huge pause. So
it's literally listening in on this couple and figuring out you can't. Okay.
There's got to be sexism embedded in this.
Yeah, problem. Exactly. Like, and that plays a role too. I think that technology can help on a therapeutic level. And we've seen different ways that it does and does it responsibly. But like you said, Amazon didn't get the proper approvals and things like that that play a role in this. And so do I want this wearable on my wrist to, using whatever training models it has, I don't know where their data came from and all that kind of thing. Do I want it using that information to help me figure out how I'm supposed to have a conversation with my partner? I think that the problem with that is that we begin to rely on the technology too much and stop being able to rely on our own minds and our own understandings. And that just seems like the worst kind of step in nannying that one could have. I don't know. There's a lot about this I don't like, clearly, and I'll be interested to see who gets one and who enjoys this and if it is successful, particularly with the tone stuff. I don't know who.
Yeah.
I'm just, it's really like, lost with this. I really am.
I'm all for the quantified self and utilizing the technology in interesting ways. But I mean, we've been binging Jurassic Park recently, and I just can't help but think of the Jeff Goldblum quote where it's, you were so preoccupied with whether or not they could, they didn't stop to think if they should, and whether or not Amazon is the one that should do this. It's like, pretty obviously for most people, they should not be the company. And it is like a shame to see companies put out good technology like this without the privacy behind it. And it ties into health wellness programs. You get credit for your health programs, but it's not a health device. Don't worry about it. It's wild.
It's going to be in Whole Foods everywhere. You're going to see these on the shelves in Whole Foods. And so it's going to get into people's hands for sure. I don't have a problem with more people having access to their health information, but like we're kind of talking about here, it depends on what company it's coming from and what they're going to do with that data. And it needs to be incredibly clear. And I think we should probably follow up on the privacy policy involved with the Halo. And as we hear, I know that some folks at Twit have put in a request to get a Halo device for the sake of doing reviews and stuff like that. So as we hear their use of it, we'll learn more about it.